There's word this morning that the drug Celebrex may raise the risk of heart attacks. Celebrex is a painkiller. Its maker, Pfizer, says a study linked that drug to heart and blood vessel problems. The company says that was one of two studies, and the other study found no trouble, but this news comes after another painkiller, Vioxx, was withdrawn from the market. Joining us now to discuss the latest is NPR health correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I suppose first off we should point out that although Pfizer is acknowledging there may be a problem with this drug, it's still on the market.
That's right. It's worth pointing out that Merck, the maker of Vioxx, withdrew that drug after several studies began to show a heart attack risk. But this is the first major study of Pfizer's Celebrex to show there may be a similar risk, and it's really too soon to know how this will sort out with Celebrex.
Well, what exactly is Pfizer saying?
The company talks about two studies involving Celebrex, both sponsored by the National Cancer Institute, to see if the drug reduces the risk of colon cancer. And together, the studies involved 3,600 patients, and most have been taking relatively high doses of Celebrex for about 2 years now. Pfizer says patients in one of the studies had a 2.5 times higher risk of fatal and non-fatal heart and blood vessel problems, probably meaning heart attacks, but possibly also strokes, the company doesn't say. In the other study, there's no increased risk so far.
You said tracking treatment of colon cancer. You mean they were looking for other effects and came across this heart data?
Yeah, there's some evidence from earlier studies that COX-2 drugs like Celebrex may actually prevent colon cancer, so they were testing that hypothesis.
Now, how long has Pfizer known about these possible problems?
The company says that they got some inkling of the problem in September and October from a safety panel that monitors these two studies, and it then convened a panel of heart experts to review the data and just got those results last night. During this period, the company apparently continued to say publicly that there was no problem with Celebrex.
They said there was no problem, but did people expect there was, or was this news a surprise?
Well, it's not a surprise to everybody. Since September 30th, when Vioxx was withdrawn for increased cardiac risk, Pfizer's been saying in newspaper ads and so on that all the evidence suggests no increased risk, and that they say that 40 million people have taken Celebrex over the years with no evidence of risk. But some experts in the field have said there really needs to be a thorough review to see if all of the so-called COX-2 drugs might somehow put patients at risk of cardiovascular problems. And just last month, new evidence emerged on Bextra, which is another Pfizer COX-2 drug, that it may be associated with higher risk of heart attacks and strokes in patients who have advanced heart disease.
Well, we're talking about a drug here, Celebrex, that is taken by millions of people for arthritis pain, other kinds of pain. Should they still be taking this drug or not?
Well, they probably shouldn't stop it on their own. They should probably consult their doctors about this new evidence of a possible risk with Celebrex and weigh whether they should switch to a drug of a different class that's not a COX-2 inhibitor, especially if they have heart disease or they have risk of heart disease.
Well, now, does this raise questions about other drugs as well?
Yeah, it does, especially given the recent questions about Bextra. And by the way, a letter next week's New England Journal will call on doctors to stop prescribing Bextra because of the possibility of cardiovascular risks.
Richard, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Richard Knox is an NPR health correspondent, and he's reporting today on news that the drug Celebrex, according to one study, may raise the risk of heart attacks. Another study found otherwise.